You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. This is Nicole Bruno, your host. Joining us today is Melanie Mattingly, Managing Partner and Care Manager for Preferred Living Solutions, talking to us about the Drop Dead book. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here, and I appreciate this opportunity.
I'm really excited to have you here today as a guest. I was telling Melanie off air that I've had the pleasure of riding behind her beautifully wrapped car on many occasions, and it's always stuck out to me, the Drop Dead book, and I was really curious to find out more, and I'm just glad that we're going to hear more today. So welcome again. She brought with her here today some of the top 10 things that people don't know about this topic that they probably should. And I just thought I'd highlight a couple of them for you. The first one is actually a little bit of an alarming thought, but true. Approximately 25% of people will experience an injury that will result in a 3-month or more disability or incapacitation during their life. Wow.
That's incredible, isn't it?
That is incredible, because you actually, I think you kind of think you're invincible at certain points in your life. And so 1 out of 4 of us will have a major, major issue going on. And we'll find out more about how that book can help. Less than 50% of people have a will, and that is a very scary thing, too. People just assume when they die, things will automatically move down to their loved one, and that's not necessarily the case. And then the last is that millions of dollars in cash and property go unclaimed each year because personal information does not get updated. And I can personally attest to that. I recently discovered I had almost $500 worth of money hanging out there for my own personal benefit, and found that on a website and retrieved it and happily got a little bonus check in the mail for time. So that's great. Okay, so this name, Drop Dead Book, where did you get the idea?
Well, as you mentioned, I own and operate a local care management company, Preferred mm-hmm. Living Solutions, and we are helping families and individuals as they are transitioning or mm-hmm. in transition, mm-hmm. primarily due to aging, disability, or illness. Mm-hmm. And in that work, we often are helping people apply for benefits or initiate benefits they already have. Mm-hmm. We're helping them manage their health care. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're even helping them pay bills.
Sure.
And what we found is that most people do not have all of their important information and personal documents in one easy-to-find location. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very true.
And so I started looking for tools that would help us help people get organized. I found lots of information about financial organization.
Yep.
I found lots of information about organizing your medical information.
Mm-hmm.
I even found some end-of-life planning guides.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't find anything that was comprehensive that had all of that information together,
mm-hmm.
plus other things that we realized that people needed to have.
Came up over and over again. Sure.
Right.
Wow. Well, that was great inspiration. I'm glad you listened, because it's pretty exciting to have this information. So this name, the Drop Dead Book, that's pretty catchy. How'd you come up with it?
Well, I was sitting at a dining room table with one of my clients,
mm-hmm.
and she just recently lost her husband, and she had her dining room table full of all kinds of documents, from insurance information mm-hmm. to bills to investment information. And she said, you know, he wasn't quite as organized as I thought he was.
Mm.
And she said, I really had to go on a bit of a scavenger hunt to find all of the things I've needed just to sort of manage all of the documents
mm-hmm.
with him passing and,
sure.
and getting our affairs in order. And she said, if I have got to get this stuff organized so that this doesn't go on to my, I don't leave my children with this kind of mess mm-hmm. when I drop dead.
Oh.
And I said, oh, what you need is a drop dead book. And he said, that's exactly what I need.
Wow.
And so that name, as we started putting together, you know, notebooks for people, that name just sort of stuck. And so.
Great. I think it's wonderful. It certainly catches your attention, that's for sure. So what makes this workbook different from other organizing workbooks?
Well, in addition to the medical and financial information that we have in there, we also have sections for emergency contacts, for username, login, passwords, insurance policies, legal documents, certificates and licenses, warranty information. So the book is really designed to be the go-to place for your critical need-to-know information and have it readily available.
So it's something that you can actually add documents to. It's not just like a paper-bound or hard-bound book that it's just certain thing you read about that teaches you how to do it. It's actually a place to store it.
That's right.
That's a differentiator, too, because I've seen some of the more guides, so mm-hmm. to speak. So this is actually has a place to house the information as well.
That's right. And some people, they see the book and they go, oh, my gosh, why is it so big? Because it's in a 3-inch binder.
Oh, wow.
And we also have, in addition to the worksheets that people can write information mm-hmm. on, we also have pockets so that they are actually we're recommending that they put their documents inside
the workbook.
So you have a copy of your birth certificate and mm-hmm. your Social Security card and your insurance documents and your wills and your powers of attorney.
All that in there. That's a really good idea. So what if people do not have the original copies of their birth certificates, marriage licenses, et cetera? I know that's a big issue for people, especially for our older adults.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's websites that folks can go to find out where they can get that information, mm-hmm. where they can get the original documents. And we recommend that everybody have an original birth certificate, an original marriage license, because when a situation comes up and they're trying to apply for benefits or they're trying to, even get a passport, you need those original documents. And it takes a while to get those sometimes, particularly if you're living in a different state than you were mm-hmm. born in. And so we recommend that people get the original documents and keep them in this book.
Okay. Well, on that note, we are going to take a quick break. And again, today I'm here with Melanie Mattingly, who is the managing partner and care manager for Preferred Living Solutions. We'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and today we are talking about the Drop Dead book. Joining us today is Melanie Mattingly, who is the managing partner and care manager for Preferred Living Solutions. Okay, when we were just about to take a break, we just started talking about this amazing book that you have that would contain all of your vital documents in order to make life easier for somebody who has to pick up the pieces in case you were incapacitated for a period of time or, quite frankly, if you dropped dead. And so the last thing we talked about is that and the importance of an emergency contact list so that that person would know that there is such a book that exists and where to find it, correct?
Yes, that is right.
Okay.
You absolutely want people to. I recommend 2 or 3 people
to kind of go down.
That's right. Knowing where the book is, mm-hmm. what information you have in the book, and how to use that information.
And I would say, would you say it's probably important to make sure that maybe somebody outside of your immediate family might be on that list, just in case your whole immediate family was involved in some, God forbid, a disaster of some sort where none of you could speak to where those documents were.
Absolutely. And if you have an accountant or an attorney that you work with,
that's a good one.
They're another resource that would be important for them to know that you have the book and that is where you're keeping your documents.
So this is a really good question because this is an issue that I have with my own family, my own parents. how do I give this book to my parents or in-laws without insulting them? I've talked, and I am a social worker, and I think I have the best way of talking to my parents, and sometimes it just doesn't seem to click because I think they're my parents, first of all. But, you know, I've asked them before, do you have a will? Do you have a healthcare power of attorney? Who is it? And they're not anywhere near, you know, what you would picture as an age of something happening to them, but you never know. And all I get is, what are you, trying to kill me already? So how do we talk about giving somebody a book like this without insulting them?
Right. That I get that question a lot, because particularly with the name, The Drop Dead Book. And again, I remind people that the book is not about dropping dead. It's about living prepared. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good way to bring up the conversation is that, you know, I've been thinking about for myself and my family, making sure I have my ducks in a row and I have, you know, if something happens to me, my husband has the information he needs. And so that might be a good way to bring it up with parents. The other thing that I've seen work a number of times is that if adult children offer to do the book with the parents. So I'm getting ready to do this book for myself and my family. Let's do yours at the same time. Some good bonding parent, adult child.
There's some exciting conversations.
That's right. Well, and you'd be amazed at what you can learn sometimes.
That's right.
But it also serves as a springboard to ask those questions. You know, do you have a will, or, you know, do you have a healthcare power of attorney, or what you want to happen in the event that, you know, something happens to you?
Some of those difficult but very important conversations. Would you recommend, Melanie, that there be a book per person, or could it work for a couple?
You know, I've had people do it both ways. There's enough information in there that's specific to an individual that certainly it would be fine to have a book for each individual in the family. But I've also had folks who just want additional pages for this, you know, for the couple,
just to make it.
And even kids, you know, I've had families that, you know, have a page, particularly the medical information that they keep track of. And so we offer the additional pages for the family, for the individuals.
That's a really good idea. Wonderful. So if this book is not about dying, then why do you have a section on end-of-life planning?
Well, as Benjamin Franklin said, the only things certain in life are death and taxes. And so the reality is we're all going to pass at some time. And having the opportunity to write your wishes down, what you would like to happen, is very important. And in my, again, in my work as a care manager, you know, some people have very specific wishes that they want to happen, either in their service or in where their obituary is written and posted, how the obituary is written, accomplishments they've had in their life that perhaps their children don't know about or some people don't know about. And so it's a really nice way to get some thoughts down and share that with your family if you have a real vision about what you want to happen after you pass.
Well, and I think, too, it's just a gift to give, because I'm picturing your client who was sitting there on the dining room table with this mess of papers and not able to really grieve because she's having to deal with just figuring out how to get everything accomplished to truly end you know, her husband's life and all the pieces that go along with that. So
that's right. It's
hard. It's hard for families.
Well, and I have a personal example of my dad a few years ago was in the hospital and they called and told us three different times that they didn't think he was going to make it. So my brother and I started planning his funeral. We just started jotting some things down that we thought that, you know, we would need to put in place. And fortunately, he made it through and it went on to, and he's still living today. But after that happened, I was at his house paying some of his bills and found that he had all of his funeral arrangements prepaid, planned.
So he would have done it twice and not even used it.
Down to the songs and the flowers. And his arrangements were very different from what we were planning. So that just even, you know, makes it more important to me that, you know, you give that people, you know, think about that. And if they have been thinking about it, share that
again. Definitely.
With the people that matter.
That would have been That's just an interesting whole situation to even ponder, because it could have been that you would have paid for something twice potentially.
That's right.
If you didn't ever know and you used a different funeral parlor and the whole nine yards, it could have been really tricky. Wow. So what kind of feedback are you getting from people who have purchased the book?
Well, interestingly, we are, we're getting great feedback. Folks love the book. Most people love the name. But sometimes folks say that, you know, they want to give it to someone who is terminally ill or is older and it feels uncomfortable. And so in that case, we actually have put the information in a blank binder.
Yeah.
And then they still have all of the information.
Right.
But the other thing that we've learned is I've gotten some great feedback from single people who say, gosh, you know, I've never really thought about what would happen to my pets if something happened to me.
True.
And so once I got the book, I put that information in my book and made sure somebody knows where my vet is mm-hmm. and how to take care of my pets and what I want to happen to them.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Melanie Mattingly talking about the Drop Dead book, and she is the managing partner and care manager of Preferred Living Solutions, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections on WCHL, and I'm here today with Melanie Mattingly, who is the managing partner and care manager of Preferred Living Solutions. Well, before we wrap up the show today, I mean, this book sounds very, very interesting. I just had a couple of quick questions, and we were talking about sort of all these forms and documents in the book. I'm wondering, and perhaps this even might be an idea for the future, but do you provide sort of like a disc or a way for people to make more copies of the form as their life changes? So if somebody my age were to purchase the book and I have children and things might look this way today, but next year they could look completely different. How does that work?
Well, people can contact us and we will send them additional pages if they want, if they need additional pages.
Sure.
We're constantly updating the book and adding new content, mm-hmm. and we try to get that out to the people who have purchased the book.
Oh, great.
And we actually are launching a brand new website just for the book.
Oh, okay.
Currently, it is on our Preferred Living Solutions website, which is just preferredlivingsolutions.com.
Great. And where can these books be purchased?
It can be purchased through our website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We are also recently on Amazon.
Oh, congratulations.
So that it can be purchased through there.
Okay.
And currently it's at Village Pharmacy in Wake Forest.
Oh, okay, wonderful. That's great. And how much does it cost?
The book current is $49.95.
Okay.
If listeners today are interested in purchasing it, we're offering a special for your listeners for $39.95.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. What do they have to mention? They heard you on the radio?
They mentioned they heard us on the radio.
Great.
They can also contact me at our office.
Great.
919-554-0675. Or at info@preferredlivingsolutions.com.
Wonderful. And again, a little bit more about Preferred Living Solutions in the last minute we have, in case somebody's interested.
Sure. We are a care management company, mm-hmm. a private care management company. We offer affordable services to help people manage the changes that are going on with their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be helping find alternative living arrangements. We do a lot of advocacy, going mm-hmm. to doctor's appointments, mm-hmm. helping make sure there's that continuity of care between health care providers.
Mm-hmm.
We can be that substitute child if somebody's out of town just wants somebody to check in on mom or dad. But we also support people with disabilities.
Okay, so it's more broad than that. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today, Melanie. Again, thank you so much for listening to us today on WCHL. I'm your host, Nicole Bruno of Caring Connections. And as always, you may email your caring questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by Home Watch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.